Hey, so my name is Nicole, and I am here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with Halima.
Hi. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. And guess where Halima's from?
Philly. I'm from Philly. You know where we just won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yes. That Philly.
But she blends in. Say hey, Fahim. How do you, Fahim? So we are coming to you live just to say hello. We wanted you to join in on our day. We're here at the aquarium, and we came to see what's going on, what the hats are. But the amazing thing about me being here at Georgia Aquarium, which I'm going to post later a picture. I wish you could see me right now, so we're going to work on that. But I was just looking, and Halima was talking about earlier how she had went when she was at the airport, right?
Yeah, you tell the story, Atlanta there. Airport. I was just so amazed by the fact that it was so many African Americans that were employed at the airport. I've never been to an airport in this country where I can really honestly say at least 85% of those employees were black. It was amazing. It was so euphoric for me because I'm so in love with our people. I'm in love with everyone. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
But I love who
I am.
Don't
get it twisted.
Yes. I love who I
am. Yes, I love who I am too.
I love my culture. There's no reason why you can't praise your culture and love it. That's a part of who you are. You have to understand it. The only way you're going to understand it is to embrace it and learn about it.
Yes.
And you should be happy to educate others because so many people are so uninformed.
Yes.
They just live by portrayals of other people's eyes instead of their own experiences. But this is time. This is beautiful.
Yes, and what I was thinking was while she was telling me her story about her getting here, being here at the airport, I was thinking how as we're passing by, I see so many black-owned jobs, and I would like to pattern that so that it's just so amazing. I feel so good. It's like when I come home. And I know that for me, I've been through a lot. You know, there was a struggle of stuff, and let's talk about real things, you know, and it starts here with us being in Georgia, you know, and I'm so happy to be here so that I can share the experience. So I want you guys to join me. I'm going to see how this works, first of all, because this is my first podcast, and Halima actually is teaching me this, so I would like to do this from now on so that I thought that I had to meet people face to face, but this actually gives me a voice too. So I would like for you to join in and let's talk about topics that may be important to you that I don't understand, you know, or I talk about issues that you don't understand so that we can, you know, be great together. We're always talking about we're great, but being here in Georgia, I realized what greatness is. It gave me another level of thought for that, and it was to be whatever brand you are, be the best that you can be. It doesn't matter. And that's what we're about now, you know, what Carla B just said, only real shit.
Real talk. And not only that, we in the South. This is something. It's important. It's amazing that you understand. I'm not from Georgia. I'm not from Atlanta. I have family down here. However, this is amazing. Do you know how hard it was in the South for black people? In Atlanta? In Georgia? Georgia?
Georgia.
This is some major milestones right here in 2018. Come on, holla at us.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. I want to, we're going to stop, but I want to tell this story real quick. while we were at the hotel, you know, I met this lady, and she was in customer service. And so she worked at the hotel, and, you know, she is so angry, but she loves working. She enjoys working, making people happy. And we're out here in this world getting mad because somebody has a different dialect than us. And so I wanted to say, let people be who they are and learn to look at it differently. Okay. I can cut it out, though, can I? No. I'm just doing this.
Whatever you do, you can't go back and change it unless you just want to delete the whole segment.
What? I thought you could.
No. That's why I say you have to do, you stop before the 5 minutes to make sure.
It's Nicole Bright of Atlanta, Georgia, and we are
out
chilling
in the high streets of ATL. How y'all doing out there today? Come join us today. We got a party going on over here. We got some things we want to talk about. Tell me, Nicole.
Yeah, welcome to our world. We are just coming from the aquarium, and now we are out to go seafood eating.
Yeah, we got some breakfast. We're not from Atlanta, so we're visiting. So we're going to the Juicy Crab. I'll let y'all know how that tastes. We need to see what's going on. We need some seafood in our lives.
Yes, definitely. And let me tell you a little bit about our trip. Welcome to our world. And so what happened is while we were riding downtown, we saw a lot of Black-owned businesses. And that is wonderful. I know Halima was talking about earlier how we had, she was at the airport and she saw the Black.
There was a lot of Black employees, Black people in the airport. I was shocked. I've never seen such a large quantity of Black people in one place of business in such a place as the airport. I was really shocked and really excited. It was so euphoric for me as a Black woman to see this because I travel around the country and I've never seen anything like this before.
Right.
Beautiful.
So what I wanted to do was, this is my first podcast, and actually Halima is teaching me how to do this so I can start going on. I am a big advocate of, you know, reformation in any way. And so the amazing thing about it is that I want to patent that so that when we were driving down the street, I saw a beautiful picture of Black pride. And that's what I wanted to bring to the city that I live in Charlotte. So definitely be a part of this. And I am going to, the next time, this is the first one, so I'm going to look at it and see how it came out. And I'm so glad that we are here in Atlanta so that the beautiful city that it is, I can share in that. I also wish I could take pictures y'all can see. But if you can, follow me and let's take a journey on what we can make better about our world as African Americans, friends of African Americans. If you're Caucasian, I welcome you. What about people of different nationality, religion? I want to hear what you have to say because one voice is big when it's a lot of voices, you know, speaking to the world so that they know how we feel about different things. So I welcome you again to Atlanta and welcome to our